We're back in the Leaders Portfolio studio. I'm your host, Dr. Rebecca Blacksmith, here with the president and CEO of CR Dynamics and Associates, Mr. Charles Ramos. CR Dynamics is located in the downtown Inner Harbor area of Baltimore and offers contact center services to primarily government clients. Welcome, Charles.
Hi, Rebecca. How you doing?
Now, I know your Inner Harbor very well.
Yes.
I like Phillips, which I heard is moving.
Great. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Hopefully, they're still working on that, but we can keep them, but
we'll see, right?
Yeah, the mayor is working on that, I'm sure.
And now you started CR Dynamics Associates in your home in 1994 with $5,000. At some point, you had $70,000 in credit card debt when you were starting this. And this was a risk you took.
Yes.
Were you scared?
I think at that point, we were still kind of young, dumb, and naive and didn't know any better.
You thought, it's definitely going to work.
I told my wife, hey, I want to start this business and get it going. And, I'll use some credit card, maybe $10,000 or so. $70,000 later, I was still saying, well, we can make a go at it and see what we can do to make it happen.
And it worked.
It did work. It did work.
And you, was the goal... Was this going to be like kind of a side project business for you, or were you really trying to grow it into what it is today?
I had reached the point where this is what I wanted to do. I wanted to be an entrepreneur. I wanted to be basically my own person and make my mark in the world. So there really was no choice. I mean, I had to make this work.
And you you said when you started the company, one of your greatest challenges was establishing a reputation and developing credibility.
Yes, yes. I had a very relatively comfortable lifestyle. I worked in corporate America at the time. I worked for the second largest computer firm in the world behind IBM. And when I got let go in 92, I worked for a smaller company. And it's just one of those things where I had some great skills, a lot of things going for me. It was just a matter of how can I make this work and make this happen.
Yeah.
And, took it from there.
And your background is, you have a University of Maryland bachelor's degree.
I actually do not have a bachelor's degree. I went to University of Maryland. My education is, I skipped around. Did a lot of community colleges, went to a lot of different schools. I had moved from New England to Maryland, and fortunately I had a company that would pay for some classes. So I actually accumulated about 60 credits, almost the equivalent of an associate's degree. Mainly my education came from the work that I had done, my corporate background for 10 years.
Now, do you ever have any desire to go back and finish it, or no?
Yes and no. I toyed the idea that, I'd like to go back and finish it just to say I finished it. Certainly my wife has her master's degree, my mother has her master's degree, my father, went to Harvard grad, and so I was kind of like the flunky, if you will. But, I maybe someday I'd like to do that.
In retirement.
It'd be like Rodney Dangerfield back to school, I'm sure.
Now, and we're speaking with the president and CEO of CR Dynamics Associates, Charles Ramos. Charles, tell us what your overall leadership philosophy is.
Obviously to do what I do, I'd have to be a type A personality. I'm a very gregarious person. I'm a kind of fun-loving guy, but when it gets down to, getting down to business, I become really serious. It's kind of like a night and day, Dr. Heckle, Dr. Hyde type of thing. But my philosophy is I like working with younger folks because they're more in tune to listening and taking ideas and running with them. And not telling me what to do, kind of reason why I started my own business. Hello. And... generally, I'm the kind of person that believes in giving people enough rope to hang themselves. Let people make mistakes. You don't get on them too hard. You realize the skill sets they have, their backgrounds, and if you can provide an environment where they can make mistakes, as long as they're not too costly, you kind of roll with the punches and let it happen. Because people do make mistakes. I make mistakes, and them do what they got to do, and they learn from them. And it's like anything else. If you let them know, hey, okay, you made a mistake. All right, cool. If it's too drastic, you let them know, don't let it happen again, because consequences will happen, and we all understand what that's all about.
And your philosophy has worked so much that CR Dynamics was ranked as a top 500 U.S. Hispanic-owned business in 2008, and what's interesting is that the revenue for the top 500 Hispanic-owned firms dropped by 16 8.6% the next year, which was the largest one-year drop in the 28-year history of Hispanic Business 500. I thought that was interesting. Mm-hmm. So not that you have any insight into, you know, that, but do you think Hispanic businesses are going through something specific, or is it just part of the overall kind of great recession that's affecting all businesses?
Well, Rebecca, also in that year, in the following 2 years, we also were ranked within the Inc. 5000
list.
We ranked somewhere in that list as well. Right around that time, and, you know, we're talking about 2-3 years ago, the economy just flat out dropped. I mean, our revenues just flat out dropped. I mean, we were riding high and things happened. And, you know, what I found was larger companies started getting competitive. They started dropping their rates and they were going into markets that they normally would have ignored because the business wasn't there. Mm-hmm. And everybody had to do what they do to, you know, kind of keep the bottom line. So we found that the larger companies were starting to kind of eat our lunch, so to speak.
Yeah, right, right.
And, you know, well, as a small business, you got to be competitive and you can't, you know, compete at a larger rate scale. So I think that may have a lot to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, banking and access to loans and capital, just it's been a lot tougher.
Now, what are some of the trends in contact centers that you see?
Well, I'm sure everybody knows, familiar with the popular television show The Office, and you're seeing trends where there's been a lot of offshoring, whether it be, you know, India or the Philippines. We're more of a boutique-ish company, very, very focused. So I don't tend to compete with those companies. Those companies are mainly dealing with your Fortune 500, your Fortune 100 companies, your 1,000, 3,000 seat call centers. In our industry, you're either 200 to 300, maybe 500 seats or smaller, or you're 1,000, 2,000, 3,000 seats. There's really not a space for the 800, 600, you know, seat call center. So you see a lot of those trends. However, we're finding that the cheaper buck, so to speak, isn't really working in terms of customer service for the offshoring company. So a lot of these companies are rethinking their strategy and thinking about bringing that back. And I think it might have to do with language barriers and that sort of thing. But we're finding that that's starting to come back. So we've maintained our position. And, you know, as we continue to gain exposure, we may get some of that fallback.
What's the craziest kind of customer service contacting you story that you've gotten through a call center that you just had to handle? Or one of the craziest.
Well, I haven't been on the phones for many, many years. Our company's 17 years old, so it's been at least 15, 14 years. But we've had some wild calls. I mean, people have, you know, we've had to reach out to folks, and we've had people threaten our people, you know, and some of our, you know, women, well, we're going to cut off your head and come to your office. And we get some of those, and we've had some threatening calls, and it happens. You know, it's
part of doing business.
It's just part of the deal, and I tell people, you know, it's not personal. They don't know you. You may have contacted somebody on, you know, just having a bad day. But I want to make the difference. You know, we're not really a telemarketing company as much as, you know, we're working for folks that have a legitimate reason to call these folks. They're reaching out to them for whatever assistance they may require or something. And in this particular instance, we were working with a mental health agency, and we kind of maybe contacted somebody having a bad day. And
yeah,
happens.
That'd be a unique business sector to try to adapt to.
Yes.
Right? There would be some differences there. Now, you're a certified HubZone business.
Yes.
Talk about, because we have a lot of, you know, business owners or leaders listening. What's good and bad about being a certified HubZone business? What are the pros and cons?
I would say the bad thing, and I'll start with the bad. The bad thing may be you may be stereotyped, kind of a stigma. Oh, well, they're a small company or they're a minority-owned business, so they can only handle X amount of work, and you know they're looking for a hand up and that sort of thing. And that could be a negative stigma. On the positive side, if you look at it, the HubZone, it's a small business association initiative, and really the whole program is about reaching out to urban areas or economically disadvantaged areas that are really trying to put people to work. So when you're talking about HubZones, we're trying to reach out to clients and customers, particularly in the government sector, that we can do the work, that we can find qualified people within these environments, in these areas, and provide them to work, and hopefully provide them with a piece of the American dream, giving them jobs.
Excellent. And And I got a Forbes business quote for you, Charles. This is from Alexander Chalmers. The three grand essentials of happiness are something to do, someone to love, and something to hope for. What are your thoughts? You agree?
I do agree. And I think we could make a crossover to Maslow's ladder as well when you talk about things and, you know, levels of achievement. I think our God-given gifts are, you know, we have a brain, and to utilize it and to use it to the best of your ability. And I think once you achieve the basic goals in life, you got to look for something else to do. I think one of the greatest achievements that I can think of is once our company started growing, our employees had the ability to buy cars and buy homes and those sort of things. So I think those things are just wonderful if you can help achieve that.
Great. Thank you, Charles. I want to thank you for being on Leaders Portfolio.
You're welcome. Glad to be here.
Charles Ramos here with us on Leaders Portfolio. I'm Dr. Rebecca Blacksmith reminding you to apply for Leadership Business of the Year and Business Leader of the Year for our Leaders Portfolio Awards happening right now. Nominate a client. Talk to you next week.